From the Heart, March 25. God and Mammon. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Satan presents the same temptations today that he presented to Adam, and to Jesus, the second Adam, who overcame him and made it possible for us to overcome. Our efforts and Christ's power will bring us off conquerors. All heaven is watching with interest to see what use we are making of God's entrusted talents. If we lay up treasure in heaven, we shall use the Lord's goods to advance His cause, to save souls, and to bless humanity. And all that is so used, the Lord will place to our account in the bank that never fails. When the heart loves God supremely, property is no hindrance to advancement in the Christian warfare, because the consecrated followers of Jesus will discern the best investments to make, and will use their wealth to bless the children of God. The constant employment of the capabilities to amass wealth on earth binds us to earth. We become slaves to Mammon. When wealth increases, the idolatrous heart becomes forgetful of God and grows self-secure and satisfied. Religious duties are neglected. There is an impatience manifested under restraint, and we become self-sufficient. The world comes in between the soul and heaven. Our eyes are blinded by the God of this world, so that we cannot discern or appreciate the value of eternal things. Motives stronger and agencies more powerful could never be brought into operation. The enjoyment of heaven, the exceeding rewards for right doing, the society of angels, the communion and love of God and His Son, the elevation and extension of all our powers throughout eternal ages. And it hath not entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Are these not mighty incentives and encouragements to urge us to give our hearts loving service to our Creator and Redeemer? Shall we not regard the great mercy of God? Let us place ourselves in right relation to Him who has loved us with amazing love, and avail ourselves of the great privilege of becoming instruments in His hands, that we may cooperate with the ministering angels and be co-laborers with God and Christ.